Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Good. Did you get my recipe?
I did. Thank you.
Okay. Did you try it yet?
I did not. I was...
Okay. Let me know how it comes out. I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
I'm putting you guys on mute because I'm on the road with a couple of kids in my car.
So okay. Well, I have a...
I'm putting you guys on mute.
Okay, have a great
hopefully
day.
Hopefully I don't lose the signal.
Okay. Hey, was I supposed to send you anything else?
I did what?
Was I supposed to send you anything else other than Carrie's thing?
I wanted to know a phone number so I could call her.
Oh, okay. I'll see.
I don't know if you had it or not.
I'll see if I can get that for you, okay? I think I've got it.
Yeah, the location that I'm at right now, the signal is really bad. It keeps breaking up. I'm hoping that I can hold on to it until I get the better communication.
Okay. Hopefully somebody else will be on in a minute. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too now, Steve. You too.
Has arrived. Has left the conference.
Good morning, Betty.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Very good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, was it you that lived in Maine?
No, I'm in Pittsburgh.
You're in Pittsburgh. Okay, I get confused. So is it Loretta that lives in Maine?
I don't know.
Betty in Pittsburgh. Okay. People are being late getting on the calls these days.
Yes, absolutely. Loretta
has arrived.
Good morning, Loretta.
Well, there's Loretta.
Morning.
How are you today?
How's everyone?
Wonderful.
Good. I'm very sore.
You're very sore. That's not good.
I took a terrible fall on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
But I'm lucky I'm walking.
Oh, good.
That's not good.
No. But I'm thankful I'm able to walk. I thought I broke my leg, but it was okay.
Oh, good. That's good. Yeah, my wife wasn't so lucky. She broke her leg in two places, so back in August.
Oh,
she's still recuperating.
My.
So, but she's doing good. I'm real proud of her. She's done a lot of good.
I landed on my knee and my right shoulder when I fell. I was doing something stupid. I was hurrying. I was at a women's conference in Time Out for Women in Hartford, Connecticut. I drove down there to Hartford, Connecticut, and I saw a friend
has arrived.
And I was running to catch her, and the floor was all carpeted, and my shoe caught on the rug, and it just stopped me quick, and I just was flown right across the floor.
Wow.
Oh, my.
And my show. How embarrassing. About 200 people was come around me, and I just laid there for a few minutes, and I thought my leg was broken, but I got up and kept walking. So.
Oh, good.
Boy, my shoulders are really up. But last night I was good, and I had flex on my back, and now it's on my shoulder, and I had further check on my knee. I look like a wounded soldier.
Yeah, that's what you got to do sometimes.
Thank goodness for me, Dan.
Isn't that the truth?
For sure.
Yeah. So it's a lot of layers are much better today, but still, you know, still sore. But I thought, oh, I was looking all through my drawers to find everything from all the thermal check I could find. And I'm thankful. I'm okay.
That's
could have been
good.
So much worse.
Yeah, that's good. We got to learn how to bounce like we were when we were kids, you know.
No, I was thinking afterwards. I had seen something on TV about when you fall, how to fall. You know, you should kind of just roll yourself a little ball and fall. And I thought, well, yeah, that would be great if you could think to do that. When something happens like that, it's so fast, you can't. At least I can't really think quick enough to do something like that.
Yeah, well, that's like Carol. She says she has no idea how she landed, but she landed, so. Okay. Now, Loretta, is it you that lives in Maine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she was going to call me.
Yeah, okay. But I didn't write the name down above the address. I'm thinking, who was that? So.
You still have the number?
Yep, I do.
My phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's Loretta Nixon.
Yep.
N-I-X-O-N.
Yep, okay, I got it. All right, I'll call you later, okay? You have a good day.
Okay, great. You too.
I'm going to drop off.
Are you going to work now?
Yep, in a few minutes. Got to make...
It's arrived.
Good morning. Who joined us?
Someone with a dog.
Well, I'm going to drop off. Have a good day, folks.
Bye-bye, Steve.
Yep.
Anybody else on?
Yes, it's Betty still on.
Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Were the only two on?
As far as I know.
Where are you from, Betty?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, oh.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Yes, I usually stay on mute because it seems when I'm on this phone call, my dog needs to bark.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I wonder where everybody is this morning.
Yeah.
Well, it sure is a beautiful morning in Maine.
And it is here as well.
Just as clear, and the wind seems to be blowing, but it's cool, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, I think at this point we're in the 60s, so we're supposed to go up into, 71, 72 today. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah. I guess it was a beautiful weekend. I was inside all weekend, so didn't really see any of the day. But
yeah, well, when did you fly, Loretta?
Saturday afternoon.
Saturday. Oh, my.
I was just leaving the conference. I went to a women's conference, and my daughter-in-law and I drove down Hartford, and it's about 4 hours from here. Went to a fantastic women's conference, and so we was in from 9 to 4 all day, and because Sunday I was in church most of the day, so I missed the weather this weekend.
Yes.
And it was a beautiful weekend.
Yep, absolutely it was.
Virtually, anyway, I fed my soul. It was really neat. Got about 1,500 women all believe in the same way you do, and had wonderful talks, and just so inspiring.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Jeannie has arrived.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, is that Loretta?
Yeah.
How's it going this morning?
Yeah, I was just telling Betty how I'd fallen this weekend and really got myself all out of line, went and really hurting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I hate it when that happens. I fall more than I really like to, too. Sometimes it's...
Well, it's so funny. I was I had gotten back out, and I hadn't turned the lights on, and I was in my kitchen, and the phone rang, and the phone was in the front room, and so I was running away to pick up the phone, and the head to my vacuum cleaner was on the floor. I was going to go back in that room, and I tripped over it, and I went flying again last night over my vacuum, but I'd always fallen on Saturday. I thought, well, I'm just going to sit in a chair and not move.
Yeah.
I have a big, in front of my couch, I've got a coffee table, but it's leather, and it's all soft, and I landed on that, so that was good.
Two falls over the weekend.
Two falls over the weekend, yeah.
Loretta, that's terrible.
No, I'm thinking, golly, what's wrong with me? Getting old, I guess. Hello, I don't feel old.
It's just leaving the vacuum cleaner stuff out.
And I don't have to do that either, but it's that hurry.
I know, that's that hurry thing.
It's that hurry, just like when I saw Saturday, I was in a hurry. I saw a friend I hadn't seen in 10 years, and she was on an escalator, and I knew if I didn't catch her, she'd be gone because there was, you know, hundreds of people. So I started running to catch her. Toe caught on, my sole was rubber and the floor was like indoor-outdoor carpet, and my toe just caught on it, and it just stopped me quick, and I went flying.
Did you get the catcher?
Yeah, I did. Luckily, she went outside and sat down on a bench, so I was able to go out and catch her.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I thought maybe she would have seen you flying.
She was in front of me, so she didn't see what was going on behind her, I guess.
Oh, okay.
She was so pissed off at all, and I hadn't seen her in years, and I knew if I didn't catch her, I probably wouldn't see her again for years. So.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of neat, you get to see somebody like that.
Yes, yeah. It was neat.
Well, I thought I'd click on here and, I'm making my green drink. I've got dandelion greens, celery, and cucumber.
Oh.
I didn't make one the whole weekend, so I'm really missing my green drink.
Does the dandelions make it better?
Say that again?
Does the dandelions make it better?
Well, I'm going to try it and see. I can't remember. Usually I do a blend of greens. Sharon said something about she did dandelion greens, and she made a drink for us when we were over there a couple of weeks ago, and I think this is what she had in it, and it was delicious. It wasn't bitter at all. So I'm going to put a little bit of lemon in it, and I don't know if she used cinnamon or not. I can't remember. I usually put cinnamon in mine, but she did use cucumbers and some celery, too, and an apple, and a banana. So I'm going to try to duplicate that, see. Because we're supposed to have, like, a variety, you know, rotate the greens or whatever, and I've been kind of blending everything together all the time, and that's not really rotating your greens. So I thought. I'll let you know.
Get back on track. I was gone all weekend, so eating out in restaurants and hotels and ate a lot of things I shouldn't be eating.
Yeah, I opened home, I made a big pot of black beans, and I was reading, so usually I make like a cup of beans or something, and I thought, you know what, maybe I should just make the whole thing of beans and keep it in the fridge, and I was reading something that that's a good thing to do. You can always throw some black beans on a salad or, you know, eat them with rice or, you know, that kind of thing. So I've enjoyed that all weekend. I made my black bean salad, which is absolutely delicious.
It's arrived.
Are you still there?
Yes. What do you put in the bean salad?
I dropped my phone, that's why I was I put a red bell pepper and a green bell pepper diced up and a small red onion diced. And the black beans, of course, this is 1 pound of dried black beans or 2 16-ounce cans of black beans. So I just assumed I had enough black beans. I had like 2.5 cups of dried, so. And then a little olive oil, red wine vinegar, garlic clove crushed. It called for 1/2 cup of olive oil. I didn't use that much. I used maybe 1/4 cup. And I used 1/4 cup of red wine vinegar.
Oh.
And 1 large garlic clove crushed. And then a little salt and some fresh cilantro. I put ground pepper and I put some, it called for a salsa salad seasoning, which I don't have, and so I thought, well, what goes in salsa? So I put some crushed red peppers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just really good. I mean, you could probably put anything in there you wanted, but it's pretty tasty. And you refrigerate it for about 1 hour before you eat it, but I'll eat some anyway before I refrigerate.
Has left the conference.
That's good.
Yeah, so it is good. I like black beans. And, you know, I cooked them. Oh, I cooked my black beans with a piece of, I was looking in that. Remember, Rob, I had this book from Rob Oates, a free little booklet, and we couldn't find it, and so Nancy made a copy of it. Like she sent it. It's about grains and beans, bulk foods.
Oh.
Anyway, I was reading in there, and it said, while you're cooking your beans from the start, cook beans from the start with the following basic seasonings, and one of them was onions and garlic cloves, which I usually do, or you could use bay leaf, cumin, and then it said kombu, which is a tenderizing sea vegetable. Use a 3-inch strip per cup of beans, and I didn't have kombu, but I had wakame leaves. W-A-K-A-M-E, and I had them in my, I must have gotten them at the Asian store, and I thought, I'm going to try that. And I tell you, those beans turned out so perfect. I cooked them for 1 hour, and they were just soft and really good. So, and it's a seasoning, it gave them a salty, you know, but it says it's a tenderizing sea vegetable.
Yeah.
So I cooked it from the beginning with that, and then I added a little, I don't know what I added after that. I don't think I added anything after that. I didn't even put onions and garlic when I cooked them, you know.
What was it that you used, Jeannie, other than the kombu?
It's called wakame, W-A-K-A-M-E, and I went online. I went online to look if I could, what I could substitute for kombu. And one of them was the wakame. I say it wakame, I think that's how you say it. That's what it looks like anyway. And I've had it in my pantry for a little while, and I thought, you know, I need to start using this stuff. So I have one that's called, A-R-A-M-E, arami, that's a sea vegetable too. But I didn't see that one when I looked up substitutes. So the other one I have is W-A-K-A-M-E, a sea vegetable. They're both sea vegetables.
Okay.
I could probably substitute, but, you know, either one. It was one of those Asian store trips where I just thought, well, I'm picking it up today. But what I have it in my pantry, if I ever run across something, I'll use it, and that's what happens.
Yes.
But a little goes a long way, and I've got, I think I was out because I wanted to make like a wonton soup kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Or a miso soup or something in it called for a green thing. So, well, I think I never made that soup.
Yeah.
Anyway, have y'all ever experimented with any of that before? Any of the sea vegetables?
No, I haven't. I haven't either.
Well, they're supposed to be really, really good for you. I think it has something in here, too, on that. Let me look real quick while I'm thinking about it. And I had one of my friends over the other day. We were working on a project, and she tried it, and I loved it. She took a piece of it dried. You have to take it. It's kind of dried, and so you soak it in warm water for about 20 minutes, and it becomes like a sea vegetable. real flavorful. And she took a piece of the dried and started munching on it. Oh, here it goes. Here's about sea vegetables. It says, sea vegetables supply all the minerals needed for human health, with the most significant elements being calcium, iodine, phosphorus, sodium, and iron. They are a complete protein source and contain up to 38% protein. Oh. Seaweeds are a great source of vitamins, especially A, C, E, B1, B2, B6, and B12.
Wow.
Seaweed also has ergosterol, a substance converted to vitamin D in the body.
Really?
Oh, how interesting is that? Traditionally eaten in Japan for beautiful hair and skin, sea vegetable nutrition goes a lot deeper. In addition to reducing blood cholesterol, removing metallic and radioactive elements from the body, and preventing goiter, seaweed may have antibiotic properties. Introduce sea vegetables gradually into your family's diet. It's an acquired taste for the uninitiated. Add them to grain dishes, soups, marinated salads, as well as vegetable, bean, dairy, and fish dishes. Dried seaweeds will keep several years if stored in a cool, dry place. Oh, good.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So that's kind of neat. So this explains, okay, let's see. Wakami, it has the different ones listed here. Oh, so agar-agar is a gelling agent derived from red seaweed. So we've used that in the pie fillings and stuff. Charles
okay.
Talked about that. Yeah. Arami, A-R-A-N-E, the one that I have, is a dark brown, spaghetti-like sea vegetable with a mild sweet taste. Delicious sauteed alone or combined with land vegetables like yams and green onions as a side dish. Good in stir-fries and salads. Mixed with rice, chopped, fresh chopped veggies, or vinaigrette for an exotic salad.
Huh.
What's that? And then the wakami, sweet flavored and tender, commonly added to miso soup. Yeah, so that's the one I bought for the miso soup. So there's a little lesson about sea vegetables. How about that?
Yeah, that's really interesting because I really have no knowledge. It's like when I go and see any of these things in any of the stores, it's like, okay, I have no idea what to buy, what I would use it in.
Yeah, what do I do with that?
Yeah.
So I guess, and what I want to do next is I want to add it to my rice. Like crumble some up in there or something like that. And I know I've bought spices. I just picked this one up the other day. It's by Eden Organic. Seaweed Gomasio, G-O-M-A-S-I-O. And it's sesame seeds, seaweed, and sea salt mixed together. And it says that the ingredients are sesame seeds, sea salt, sea vegetables, which are organic dulse, nori, and kombu. And it says organic dry roasted sesame seed ground with Eden sea salt and the mineral-rich sea vegetables kombu, dulse, and nori replace with table salt. Sesame oil coats the salt and greatly reduces its harshness. Low sodium goodness. So 1 teaspoon, regarding sodium, 1 teaspoon has 80 milligrams of sodium. So I wanted to try that. I haven't tried that yet. I just picked that one up a couple days ago. I'm kind of looking at my seasonings and replacing different ones, you know, and trying different things. So, the other one I have that I've used a little bit, I bought at the Asian store, is toasted sesame and nori. Okay, so this is very similar. And I've used this when I make like a eggless egg salad. Have y'all ever made eggless egg salad with the tofu?
No.
It's really good. And I used this in that, the seasoning in that. So this one has 15 milligrams of sodium. So this one has no MSG or salt added, it says. So I thought that was all-purpose Japanese gourmet topping. For eggs, for soup, for salad, for rice. That's what this one is. Okay. I like that one. In the Everyday Vegan recipe book, do y'all have that recipe book by any chance?
No, I don't think so.
It's a paper, kind of a paperback, written by Jeannie Rose Atchison. She's got a really good recipe in there for the egg salad. Otherwise, on the side of the cartons of tofu that are not refrigerated, the Moli New, I think is the brand name, some of those, I think it's the firm one, has on the side a recipe for eggless egg salad. And that's the one I've usually used. But the other day I made this one in, called mock egg salad. Did you like egg salad? Did you guys like egg salad?
Yes.
Well, it's pretty simple. If I can find it here.
Has left the contents.
You want me to give you the recipe?
Oh, great. That would be wonderful.
Got it on there? This is real quick.
Yeah, ready.
Okay. It's 1 block of firm tofu. And what I usually do is I drain it, and then you crumble it up, leaving it chunky. Put it in a bowl. I just use my finger, crumble it up.
Could you use the frozen thing if you were crumbling it?
Yeah, I've done both.
Yeah?
Yeah, just drain it really good. Squeeze it out a little bit. The frozen ones, I'll drain it and then kind of squeeze it, wrap it in a towel and squeeze it. I just used some last night. Made a stir fry with it. That makes it a real good texture too. And then it's a half a cup of celery, finely minced. And a quarter cup of green onion, finely minced. And 1 to 2 tablespoons of whole grain prepared mustard. Whatever kind of mustard you've got, I use that. A quarter cup of vegan mayonnaise. And then this calls for a half a sheet of nori, N-O-R-I, and that or toasted and crumbled dulce, D-U-S-L-E, which is that sea vegetable. So I have used this toasted sesame, that seasoning that I was just talking about, I used that in there. Or you could just salt and pepper it.
Okay.
But I like the sea vegetables, so if you ever get any of that, you could put that in there. It calls for a half a sheet. The nori, I think, is what they use to wrap sushi rolls in.
Oh, right, yes.
So it's a sheet, and this is a half a sheet, and you shred it. Well, it says toasted and crumbled dulce, D-U-L-S-E, which is another. That's in one of my seasonings, the dulce, somewhere that I have. I'm going to pinch of turmeric and salt and pepper to taste. So you crumble your tofu, leave it chunky, and then you mix all the stuff together.
Okay.
But if you want to, instead of the nori, you could use dill weed too. I've used dill weed in there.
Okay.
Instead of the nori. You know, because that gives it, you know, if you ever did that in your egg salad.
Yes.
So, but it's really, really good. I had one of my, a friend of ours who's definitely not, oh, he's a new friend, definitely not, he's a meat and potatoes guy. You know, and he likes his sandwiches. He's not educated yet into the realm of eating butter. I was making it one day, and he goes, what is that? I said, I'm making eggless egg salad. He goes, how can you make eggless egg salad? That was funny. So I said, you want to try it? He said, no. Practice time, he said. I said, but it tastes just like egg salad. It's amazing. It's the mustard and the mayo and the seasoning, you know, that makes it taste that way. I'm convinced.
It's amazing the whole idea. I mean, seeing you make this, he knew there were no eggs in it, and it's like, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, so I need to learn to say, here, I've made some egg salad.
Yeah.
Would you like to try it and then tell them afterwards? I suppose.
Exactly. What they don't know won't hurt them in that instance.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna turn my green drink on here, and I'm taking the dog to the park. Anybody else join us on the call that wants to say something or have a comment? Or Betty, do you have anything else you want to?
No, the recipe for the egg salad sounds great.
Good. Is Loretta still here? Okay.
Well, I am. I had to go off for a while and answer a call, but I missed the recipe, but was that some?
Do you have the everyday vegan recipe book?
I do.
Yeah, it's page 139, the mock egg salad.
I think I do have that book.
What about Gini Rogerson? Everyday Vegan 300 Recipes for Healthful Eating. That's a great book.
Yeah, I think it's
about,
it's a paperback.
It's paper. And a big tomato on the front, and a big, it looks like an apple, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And it's white on the cover, and then it has the yellow and white stripes on the binder. So it helps you see it in your bookshelf there.
Oh, this is the Vegan Family Cookbook. All right.
Okay, good. Well, have a great day, everybody.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, glad you're on the call this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right. Make it a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.